From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Monsoons and flooding this week are adding to the toll of a season that has already killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal are experiencing severe flooding, forcing hundreds of thousands of people from their homes.
Bangladesh, Nepal, and the eastern region of India, this is really in the Himalayan foothills, are suffering some of their worst flooding. This has triggered heavy monsoon rains and overflowing rivers that cascade down to the plains from the Himalayas. From reports that we have, about a third of Nepal is submerged. Huge areas of Bangladesh are inundated, and three states in India, in the northeast and east, are also witnessing flood havoc.
That's VOA's Anjana Pasricha. In Mumbai, India, an old apartment building collapsed, killing at least 32 people days after flooding rains in the city. Forecasters do say, however, the heavy rain is expected to ease on Friday. Flooding continues to be an issue in the United States, as well as rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in southeast Texas. The White House is assuring storm victims that it will continue to provide help and that money will be sent to help them.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
That's Vice President Mike Pence. The storm left unspeakable damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana, as much as 1.5 meters in some places. So far, the storm and related flooding is being blamed for 37 deaths, though that number is expected to rise. From Washington, this is VOA News. Reaction is swift in Kenya as that country's Supreme Court has nullified the results of last month's presidential election that handed a victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. The court said Friday the electoral board had committed irregularities and illegalities during the vote, harming the integrity of the election. Opposition leader Raila Odinga had petitioned the court to throw out the results of the August vote. He says this is an historic moment.
This indeed is a very historic day for the people of Kenya and by extension for the people of the continent of Africa. For the first time in history of African democratization, a ruling has been made by a court nullifying irregular elections of a president. This is a precedent-setting ruling. They're very historical.
Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held in 60 days. U.S. officials have ordered Russia to close three diplomatic buildings in the United States, part of the ongoing quarrel between the two countries over sanctions. Russia has until Saturday to close offices in Washington, D.C., New York City, and San Francisco. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokeswoman.
We've taken a firm and measured action in response to Russia's unfortunate decision earlier this year. We want to halt the downward spiral, and we want to move forward towards better relations.
This action follows Russia's demand earlier this month that the United States reduce the number of personnel at its diplomatic missions inside Russia. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has labeled as scandal the decision of a U.S. court to indict 19 people, among them 15 members of a Turkish security detail accused of attacking peaceful demonstrators during Erdogan's visit to Washington this past May. Video showed Turkish security agents beating and kicking protesters outside the residence of the Turkish ambassador in Washington, D.C., following a meeting between Erdogan and President Donald Trump. Erdogan said the security officials were protecting him from members of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, the PKK, after American police failed to do so. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said in a statement that the charges against Erdogan's security agents send a clear message that the U.S. does not tolerate individuals who use intimidation and violence to stifle free speech and legitimate political expression. President Donald Trump will reportedly soon nominate Georgetown University professor Victor Cha as ambassador to South Korea. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.